Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of 2 John, which is right near the end of the Bible. You have 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. So find 2 John. It's just a short one-chapter book. I'll read through it, talk about it a little bit, think of some application, and then close in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. And in this not thought much about book, 2 John, help us to gain something, Father, that we can use our lives to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 John, the elder, to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister who is chosen by God send their greetings. This is John writing probably to the church, speaking to her as a lady, talking about the people in the church community as family. And, there's a connection certainly to what we read in 1 John. So as far as application, as far as thinking what to pull out of here, there's obviously the encouragement and the challenge to those that were in the church, to those who claim to know Christ and walk with Christ, to follow him, that are applicable to all of us today. There is the preeminence of love. There's the obedience to God's ways. There's a commitment to the truth of God's word in the gospel, and that anyone who goes outside of that is not following Christ. Regardless how religious they may say they are deceptive. So as I think about this book for myself, I consider the importance of walking in obedience every day in love. That's being like Christ. Doing what he has asked me to do in his word, not following after the newest, greatest thing that may take me out of this way, but following him wholeheartedly and loving all that I come into contact with, just like Jesus would, which includes telling them the truth, which includes loving them regardless of their sin. That's what I'm going to apply today. What about you? Father, thank you for your word and for this little book of 2 John. Father, may I walk in obedience to you today. May I honor you with my life today, and may whoever comes into contact with me know your love. In Jesus' name, amen.